Way of the rules on applause at this point, too. Mr. Shoemaker, do you have any final parting words for us?
Mr. Mayor, members of the commission, the city at this time doesn't have a commitment to Mr. Flynn and his associates of $80,000. They have a commitment of $70,000 for the first two phases of the work. So if you will recall, the final step, phase three, is actually researching the record and preparing the facts of evidence in the final form. You've had an awful lot of information given to you in a very short period of time. There's a lot of documents I know you haven't had a chance to look at yet that was introduced in evidence. I don't know whether you wish to proceed at this point in terms of going ahead and asking Mr. Flynn to go ahead and complete that phase three, but it would be my recommendation that you do so. I think he's done an excellent job.
Mr. Shoemaker, just exactly telling the people what phase three really is.
Phase three is actually researching all of the volumes of testimony as well as the documents that have been introduced into record and preparing those in a form where they can be used as facts of evidence and be used for the development and the actual passage of the related ordinances that the commission will be considering in the future concerning basically consumer protection and charitable solicitations ordinances.
Thank you. I'd like to give the floor now to Mr. Buston, who has been sitting here occasionally passing me notes and grabbing my arm that we or I got too far into the religious beliefs and has kept the city commission kind of on an even keel here, do our job much more effectively and much more legally correct than we may have done. So I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Buston, who has been our city attorney for 7 or 8 years now, for his parting comments.
Well, first, does that phase three include a complete transcript of all the testimony?
It does include the expenses, so that would in fact be related. It's the $70,000, the total of $80,000 plus expenses, and the expense of the transcript will certainly would be.
I think that transcript cost, that documentation, is going to be important to the commission to be here for your perusal individually and everything. Because I don't see how you can
remember
everything. Just
that's very good. We should also instruct, or I will instruct, based upon the commission's decision, to have this actually typed up as a written transcript.
My only parting comment is that I think from my observation, for whatever it's worth, I think the commission has tried very hard to stay away from anyone's beliefs in this proceeding. And I think they've, in the main, done a very good job of it. I think if everyone looks at the kind of conduct, and I've been saying this over and over again, that we're only interested in conduct, if you really get down and look at this thing close and look at the type of conduct that we've been talking about that's been brought to you in these proceedings, I think you can see why a city would have an interest, from a lawyer's perspective, in the health, safety, and welfare arise by reason of that conduct. I think it would almost be dereliction of duty if you ignored it. There was an interesting little point raised, and I have to go back to it for just a moment because it struck me. When Mr. Johnson said something about the proceedings and Mr. Flynn sitting there with the witness and talking to him, the procedure was laid out quite well for these proceedings, and a copy of that procedure was provided to him. And the very same procedure that he criticized Mr. Flynn about was made fully available to Mr. Johnson. In fact, he would have had the same opportunity to sit at the table with his witness, talk to them. There was no, if anyone looks at the doctor, there's no restraint, constriction whatsoever.
He would have selected his own.
Right, exactly. There was no, but it just struck me. In fact, that document went out to him on information on April 13th. When I heard that, it just struck me kind of funny.
At this point, we'd be dereliction of duty if we did not go on to phase three.
All right, do we need a motion to go on to phase three
to continue phase three and to have the city consultant, Mr. Flynn and Associates, prepare the record and the analysis to bring to the city commission at the closest possible date.
Mike, you.
Well, I will endeavor to produce it as quickly as I can. It's a rather large task simply because of the legal issues applied to the facts. And as most lawyers know, that's a very significant job. And then applying that in such a way to create ordinances that will both be effective, remedial, and produce the desired result. In terms of a time frame at the present time, I'm reluctant to give it. We will do it as expeditiously as we can, as we did with the report and the preparation for these hearings. I believe we will produce a report within about 2 months or so, and it's some 200 pages long, and we legal length, and we produced these hearings within about 2 months or so, and we worked, I'll tell you, virtually nonstop with a large staff to do that. And in fact, we had started preparing in advance of that because we learned that the city most likely was going to go forward. We knew that they wanted to go forward quickly, so we took it on our own to just start collating some of the evidence to make sure that we could go forward as quickly as we could. I'd like to make a couple final comments if I could.
Yes, sir, you have the floor.
With regard to, I didn't address the issue of that Mr. Johnson addressed of speaking to my witnesses during the testimony. Of course, in congressional investigations, it's done all the time, and there's absolutely nothing uncommon about it. Secondly, as most of you commissioners know, you probably heard what I said to the witness, which was most of the time just tell the truth or explain that or confront that or something of that type. In one instance, I directly and quickly covered the microphone when Mr. Mayor was testifying. And it was just as about, if you go back and check the videotape, Mr. Mayor was about to give the name of an individual. And as you can imagine, there are many individuals who are quite fearful of having their names brought out in connection with these investigations. And I thought he was going to refer to a particular individual who had expressed serious concerns to me about his safety. And I thought, because of my knowing who Mr. Mayor is and who he dealt with in the organization, he might mention that person's name, who I have had dealings with, and who has specifically requested that his name never come out, at this point in time at least. And at that one point in time, I believe if you go back and check the videotape, you'll find that Mr. Mayor, I thought, was about to mention a name. As it turns out, it was a different name, and he went forward and said it. Other than that, I think as most of the commissioners know who've been sitting in front of me, I've just told the witness to explore the area, don't explore it for constitutional grounds, explain it, or whatever. And lastly, I'd like to thank each and every commissioner for giving us the opportunity to give you what we perceive to be the facts. I would particularly like to thank my associates, Mr. Hoffman, my brother Kevin, and Tom Green, who the four of us have just worked unendingly for a long period of time, and we've all worked together on an equal basis and have put in an equal amount of time and effort into our investigation of this organization, both on behalf of you people and on behalf of our clients. And most of the time in the media, it's Mr. Flynn this and Mr. Flynn that, most of the time next to an $80,000 figure. And you don't see the backdrop of what took place to produce those hearings. I'm sure most of you realize now, after seeing them, that it took a great deal of effort. And that effort was expended on the part of all four of us and other staff personnel back in Boston, but mostly on the part of the four of us. And all they see is my name. And so I personally want to thank three of them because I know how much they did. In some instances, I'm sure that they did more than I did, and yet they see my name in the newspaper. Fortunately, it's also my name next to the figure, and so I get both the attack and the criticism. But they did a great deal of work, and they deserve a lot of appreciation. And lastly, I'd simply like to say that there can be something done. The facts show it. If truth is brought to bear in this organization and the organization is exposed to what it is, the city can do something. The remedial ordinances will be effective, and it will help people that have been harmed by this group, and the deception can be stopped. And I firmly believe, and I wouldn't have worked for 3 years on this project if I didn't think that something can be done. And I think that more and more people that are seriously interested in confronting the issues raised by the Church of Scientology in the areas of deception that we've raised will in itself cause something fruitful and productive to be accomplished by curing those problems and negating those abuses here in the city of Clearwater. And I firmly believe it can be done, and I hope the commission and the people of the city of Clearwater feel strongly enough about the issue to pursue it. Thank you.
In conclusion, I'd like to thank the people. We have a motion on the floor.
And
seconded.
A little discussion, too. I'd like to, as the record comes out, I'd like specific recommendation on some areas that are not our jurisdiction, that would be federal jurisdiction.
Yes.
As
yeah.
to put together either a complaint or a report or a compilation of the data and who we send that to. In one instance, a person told us of being signed up as a minister to avoid the draft. In another instance, we've heard of less than minimum wages and telexes for criminal activities, and I'd like to see as part of the record or part of the phase three specific analysis of those areas that are federal in nature and how to bring it to the agencies that are responsible for it.
We would assume that would be included in your recommendation.
It would be.
Mr. Shoemaker, one thing along that line, one of the questions that was asked of me, and that would be whether or not, assuming the person was willing to pay for it, the copies of the transcript could be obtained.
And absolutely.
And I think the other thing is
yes,
we need to do something along the same line that we did with the original report, and that's put it in the library so people can go and see the full text.
Yes, sir. That would certainly be my plans. We'll also have another copy down in the city clerk's office for anyone who's interested in perusing. But absolutely, once we get a copy of it, anyone who, certainly have to pay for the cost of it, but anyone who would be interested in receiving it would be more than welcome to have it, or excerpts of it, if they prefer that.
And in addition, I'd like, I don't know whether this would be the proper time, the motion, to make sure that we do get the sworn statement from Mr. Ray regarding his criminal activities were purported by Mr. Johnson here at the table today, and his psychiatric analysis, whether or not that information was given under confidentiality to the church so that we may know whether or not indeed 1982 today, the last day, is being used in the same type of pattern that the record tends to show. So I'd like to see the sworn statement from Mr. Ray gathered as quickly as possible. Also, Mr. Flynn said about his associates, and on the commission, each commissioner has gotten a lot of credit because we did something that perhaps has been festering for years, but I think there's something that the citizens ought to know too, that Mr. Buston, Mr. Shoemaker, and the entire staff have been under just as much fire as us, but they don't get the same type of credit. People remember a year ago, Mr. Buston was roundly criticized in the paper and attacked many times, and I think that people ought to know, like the budget and everything else, that staff work is a large deal of the work that goes on here, and without Mr. Shoemaker, Mr. Buston becoming personally involved and committed to finding out the truth, this hearing would not have come off today, and I want to thank them.
Well, we've come a long way since late last year when there was this handbill distributed in city hall steps leading to the arrest and conviction of any dishonest politician by the Church of Scientology. Prior to the hearings beginning, we were criticized by such groups as the ACLU, which I believe has a very liberal group in the past, suspended the American Nazi Party. We've been criticized by the National Council of Churches and other groups whose names escape me at this point, their technical names. And I want to thank people, Clearwater, who apparently have been behind us on this issue. And I want to thank everyone out there for watching.
Just one comment. I wanted to remind the public and the citizens of Clearwater that this is only the beginning. We've got a long ways to go, and hopefully it will ripple out and have an effect.
Did we not?
Call for the question.
Question.
Aye.
On the motion, which is
phase three,
paved to go to interpave phase three. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. The motion carries. So ruling is concluded.
Hello.